Here's your latest news on the Basin Radio Network.
Wyoming National Guard reacts to hazardous substance scare at the Campbell County Courthouse. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen. The Wyoming National Guard responded to the incident at the Campbell County Courthouse on Tuesday morning, where a suspicious letter with white powder in it and a note indicating exposure to a hazardous substance was discovered. According to the press release from the Wyoming National Guard, the 84th Civil Support Team tested the white powder using a range of specialized equipment to test for hazardous materials and determined it posed no danger. The partnered response with the 84th CST included the Campbell County Fire Department. J.R. Fox, the Deputy Chief of Operations at the Campbell County Fire Department, who is also a member of the Regional Emergency Response Team No. 1, said, "The technical expertise and ability to seamlessly integrate into incident operations make the 84th Civil Support Team a tremendous asset to all communities in Wyoming." The incident started when the county attorney's office received a letter with a potential hazardous substance. The Campbell County Emergency Management Team quickly initiated emergency protocols, contacting the Wyoming Office of Homeland Security to seek support from the Wyoming National Guard's 84th CST. The 84th CST, comprised of a 16-member team of soldiers and airmen, mobilized and coordinated directly with the emergency manager, David King, in Gillette. Upon arrival at the site, the 84th CST began operations using specialized equipment, including handheld assays, explosive testing equipment, radiation testing equipment, and equipment within a mobile lab. As of the latest update, the initial tests were conducted using handheld assays and mobile lab equipment, which returned negative results for chemical and biological warfare agents. Further confirmation tests were conducted at the state lab to ensure comprehensive analysis. The state lab ran tests on the sample using time-resolved fluorescence and polymerase chain reaction. Then the substance was plated and no growth was observed. Taken together, the state lab's results give further confirmation of negative result for biological agent. The 84th CST has determined the substance did not pose a threat of chemical or biological warfare or any dangerous implications. Major General Greg Porter, Wyoming Adjutant General, said, "We are extremely proud of the team's rapid response supporting our state partners in this potentially dangerous situation. Our team is committed to protecting our fellow Wyoming residents in circumstances just like this." The Campbell County Courthouse was evacuated and did not reopen until the following day in order for the investigation and the testing to be completed. For more news and information, go to basinsradio.com. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen.